Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing WatsonX Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with WatsonX Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Spectrum Internet has enough speed to handle all your needs, so you can work, game, and stream with speeds up to a gig. Plus, Spectrum's advanced Wi-Fi provides enhanced security for all your connected devices. Get Spectrum Internet with fast and reliable speeds, starting at just $29.99 a month with a 2-year price guarantee. Visit spectrum.com/internet for you for full details. Offer subject to change, valid for qualified residential customers only. Restrictions apply.
We have started and ended this podcast like 3 times now.
This is our way of editing. We just stop and start again.
We don't edit actually on this podcast. We just stop and then we restart.
Just redo it.
I was saying that I love when you're on the podcast multiple times a week. So welcome back. You were on our Wednesday episode.
Thank you. I'm moving in.
Yeah, basically you're here to stay. We are winding down for the year and we wanted to pop on really fast and just talk to you guys about that because we're winding down. There's not that many podcasts left. We have like a couple left.
Yeah.
And we're thinking about how we want to move into the new year. I'm really excited about 2023. I have good vibes.
It feels like, I even hate saying the word pandemic because it feels like it was a million years ago, but it is like since 2020, this is like the first year that feels like a truly fresh start.
Completely.
Because it was still lingering at the beginning of this year and we thought it was going to go really dark again. And thankfully it didn't get as bad as we all anticipated, but 2023 feels like the year that we've all been waiting for. And it just feels really exciting and people are back doing shit. And
there's
great.
Definitely a new sense of normalcy. And then I think there's also this heightened sense of gratitude, which we talked about a ton this month, but this piece of everybody that's sort of like, we lost a bunch, but like, oh man, what did we gain? Or how do we be more appreciative of what we have? And I think I feel that from all of our friends, like everyone went through a really hard season in some capacity or some way, shape or form. And you're kind of like, okay. And this does feel like the new year that maybe, I don't know what'll come, but like, I think we have a new sense of hope and maybe relief or peace that we haven't had. Like, I think the last couple of years we've been like, okay, it's got to shift this year, right? Like it's got to, it's almost out of like this like desperation place. Mm-hmm. Whereas now it feels like, okay, we're finding a new stride maybe. And like, I'm relaxing into life again a little bit and just feeling like that's how I feel. It's just that feeling. And like, that makes you more excited about moving forward and seeing what's next.
Well, yeah. And I also feel like, I get the sense that a lot of our friends like, I'm going to try and phrase it so doesn't sound negative. Like they know what they'll put up with and what they won't.
Amen. So
it's, maybe it's just like where everyone's just more decisive. Like we know what's important now. Because life was so challenging.
Oh, yeah.
And that just feels like it's really empowering to feel that way, I think. So, so I just think it makes it creates like a sense of excitement. Like, I'm not scared of the year ahead.
Well, I like don't think you could have said that better because I didn't even realize that's what my shift has been. But you're so right. Like, I'm so much more. I was going to say protective, but I don't feel like nervous about it. I'm just way more guarded about what I give energy to.
Right.
Like even where I go, who I hang out with, when I do it, like all of the things, just like what you're saying. And I've always been this person who maybe was like a little bit too boundaryless. Like I didn't do a good job. Like I was either completely shut down or completely open. And so finding this like middle ground place feels so good. And actually like respecting myself and my energy and my time and my love and all the things, like it does, it shifts the whole, like the whole vibe of the way you feel. And you feel like, I keep using the cheesy word, I'm like, I'm only going to talk to myself like a queen, and not in this, like, not in this arrogant way, but just like, I just love myself and I appreciate the shit that I've been through even. And I'm like, you know what? Like, here we are and we're on this journey. And if I treat myself like shit, that's how everyone else is going to treat me. And so like, I really do think it starts from our own relationship with ourselves. And a lot of us have had to really evaluate that the last couple of years, because when the world's falling apart, you're only left with yourself. Like, that's all you got.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's like, I think it's, you know, that is, it's a self-protective measure, but I also think it's just part of growing up. Like,
maybe so. Yeah.
We all know ourselves a little bit better. We've had to sit with ourselves because, you know, for the last few years, like there were moments where all we had was ourselves. So it's like, you know, we had to, and then you had to like reflect, like, there was a lot of fear, and it makes you look at the things that you love and what is important to you and what's not important to you. And I think we just all are coming out of this with a little bit more like self-certainty, which I think is awesome.
I do too. Yeah. Only queens in our queendom, guys.
Only queens.
This is for everyone. Queens and kings. Yes. Love yourself. Okay. So if you guys missed the podcast on Wednesday, we did a recap of the whole month and we talked about gratitude this month as the topic. We had a lot of different guests on who gave different perspectives. We really tried to stay away from like, oh, go make a gratitude list and like, let's be all woo woo and zen. Like there was an Enneagram expert who broke down ways that each Enneagram number gets in their own way to finding gratitude. I had Ryan Haddon or Hayden. I think she is the program director at Sage and Sound. She's had a crazy life, a very public divorce, a lot of, you know, there was some addiction stuff in that. And then she is now like in this amazing place and has started this amazing company that I completely am obsessed with. I went when I was in New York and got this infrared sauna situation that like changed my lymph nodes. It was wild. But she and I had an amazing conversation on just your own evolution and your own relationship with yourself and finding gratitude for all the hardships, because it really is the way that we learn and we grow and we evolve. I had, do you remember the movie Newsies?
And like, I don't know that I ever saw it.
Okay. I was obsessed with that movie as a kid, but do you remember the movie Big with Tom Hanks?
Oh yeah, of course.
Okay. The kid, the guy that was in that, he was the kid in that movie. He was on the podcast and he is doing this amazing work. His name is David Moscow. But where he goes, he has this show called From Scratch, and he goes around the world and like meets with the chefs and actually like learns where all the food came from. And then like he tries to recreate though their recipe. So like if it's got meat in it, he goes and like kills the meat or finds the fish, and just actually like the process of that. Mm-hmm. You know, which is, he said, given him so much more appreciation and gratitude for the way our world works and like just the circle of life and just that bigger picture of that. And like how quickly this, you know, we overproduce or mass produce all these things and we lose connection with our source because of that. It was a really great conversation. I really liked him. He was amazing. So there's a bunch of different things. Marv is always on and he's got so much insight into all things happening in this world. So go check that out. Chip and I also recapped it and talked about what we learned this month about gratitude. You had some pretty cool experiences. I loved it.
I did. Yeah.
That's on Wednesday's episode. But we wanted to pop on today really quick and just ask you guys for your feedback. As we said, we're winding down this year and we're really thinking about how we want to move forward in 2023. Like what topics we want to talk about, if we want to keep doing themes, if we want to have more of a system. Sometimes we like having a system and sometimes we like to free for all. I don't know. So what's
freestyle, baby?
Yeah. What's working for y'all? What do you like? What are you looking for from us? And how can we help and keep connecting with y'all. The best way to send us your feedback is going to be to shoot us an email at theedge@velvetsedge.com. I know it sounds like, you know, so much to go send an email, but it's really not.
If you're driving, I do a million of them a day.
But if you're driving right now and you're like, oh, I'll do it later, just like tell Siri to make a note so you actually remember. I have to do that too. But like, this is how we find out from y'all. And sometimes things get lost in my DMs or it's too short or whatever. So if you can send us an email, that would be much appreciative. If DM is the best way, I'm at Velvet's Edge on Instagram. Chip?
I'm at Chip Dorsch. It's ChipDorsch.
I mean, and I think that you guys will still like to hear that from Chip. But if you're over that, you tell me. I don't think I'll ever get over it.
Yeah, no. I love the joy on your face.
C-H-I-P. Yeah, it's something like ingrained in my system as a happy thing. And so every time you do it, I'm like, it changes. I like want to shimmy my shoulders or something.
Maybe I should write a jingle. Maybe we should have a jingle written.
You probably should. Oh my God. Maybe that we need to shift the song and it needs to be you saying that. You can find us at, or that's at the end. Okay. We're going to work on that for you guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
But what else? Like literally, are you loving hearing about dating? Like, do you guys want to talk about dating and relationships? Do you want us to have experts on about that? Do you like hearing from musicians? Do you like us just like bantering about hot topics happening? By the way, I sent you this Will Smith thing that happened this week.
Oh yeah, I saw it. I feel like I need to watch the whole interview though.
Yeah, but I hate to say I told you guys so, but I actually fucking love to say it because I got so much shit for this podcast. But Will Smith at the Oscars was actually about a year ago when he lost his shit on Chris Rock. And he's done a lot of work, it seems like, since then, and had a lot of experiences that kind of opened his eyes to why that happened. And he came out this week saying in an interview with Trevor Noah saying, you know, there was a lot of like old built up rage from abuse and all these things, undealt with stuff. And so that triggered it. And I told you guys, I was like, I'm watching trauma. Like I'm watching old trauma get triggered. That's literally what this is. And people had, and I'm not excusing behavior from that, but if you don't know about trauma, it like really does make us do crazy things that are out of character. And unless you go deal with it, it's going to keep doing that. And when it happens though, unfortunately, like it would happen for him, it was on such a public scale, but he did the wrong thing. But then he did the right thing because he went and like dealt with it and is like looking at it and is speaking out about that. And as humans, I don't know what else we can ask of each other. Nobody's going to do it perfectly every time, you know?
Right, right. He just got caught, you know, like
well, he was on the biggest platform ever.
Yeah.
Like the Oscars. Does it get any more public than that? Right. It happens to people every day.
Every day.
Yeah. So let's get off of our like judgy boxes or whatever. I don't know. Stop hitting our gavels. No, I should just stop. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. You're like, call the bailiff. Get her out of here.
Stop prosecuting. And no, I can't with all these references. I've been watching the show Suits, which is all about lawyers.
Meghan Markle's old. On it, right?
She is. I'm like obsessed with her. She's so cute. Uh-huh. But anyway, it makes me, I'm just trying to think of all the references I could make. So I'll stop. But
you can deliberate over that later.
Yeah. I'll have some mediation with myself. Anyway, Will Smith, props to you for talking out and speaking out about this and owning the mess up. Like I love the whole process of this whole thing because I think that's the best we can do as humans. So anyway, stop judging. Okay.
Told you so. I fucking said it. Or is it like
I did. I fucking told you guys.
Yeah, I fucking told you.
I've got to work on my chill about
that. Yeah. Right? Yeah. You were so proud.
Well, everyone was like coming at me so hard about saying what I said about him. And I'm like, I'm not saying he did the right thing. I'm just saying, like, could we have a little empathy? Now, if he had been like, fuck you, Chris Rock, I don't care what you say, and like didn't own any of it or go do any sort of reflection, I would have backed off of my like Will Smith taking a stance for Will Smith. I don't know. I need to be fired from my lawyer days. I can't, but anyway.
Take a stance.
I would have backed down from that. But because I was watching him go through the process, I'm like, how can I hate on this? This is like, I have messed up multiple times in my life, or I do things or I say things that I'm like, ugh, I shouldn't have said that. Or like, not even what I meant necessarily, you know, but like I'm triggered or I'm doing something that's like out of character because of old wounds. But all I can do is go say, hey, this was my life experience. How can I like heal from that and let go of it and try to take new action steps and learn? Like, that's literally evolution. That's how you evolve.
Right.
He's doing it. He's just doing it in front of everybody, which is scary and hard. And a lot of people like to point the finger and not take ownership.
Well, thankfully, he's also doing the reparation part publicly too, because it does, it shows the evolution.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Anyway, love you, Will Smith. I'm just kidding. What if I start going?
Oh, God, you're going to slide into his DMs later.
No, I'm not going to do that. But what if I'm like Will Smith's number one fan? You come to my house, I have like posters everywhere.
DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince.
Oh my God, I'm like, summer, summer, summertime, all the time.
Parents just don't understand as anything.
So, wait, what's the, what's the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air thing?
God, I can't remember. It sounds like
a little story just about how my life got twist turned upside. I mean, that is the story, though. His life turned upside down.
He's still the Fresh Prince.
Yeah. Anyway. Okay. So do you guys want to hear more of me rapping? We need to know, you know?
Oh, Lord.
All right.
We haven't been drinking. It's just too early to do this.
No, I'm having coffee.
I know.
I have had a little extra bulletproof in my coffee, so maybe that's what's happening.
There you go.
Anyway, if you guys want more songs from us, we need to know these things. One time Chip and I tried to harmonize. It went really bad.
It was the Zoom connection. It was the Zoom connection.
Yeah, it was technical difficulties. Yeah. Hit us up, though, for real. TheEdge@velvetsedge.com. You can slide into the DMs, but we prefer email. And everyone has access to their phones all the time, so you have no excuse. Actually, you know what? While you guys are at it, go ahead and hit subscribe and rate and review this podcast.
Do it.
I'm just going to make all my requests for everything.
That's all you want for Christmas. Helpful.
All I want for Christmas, all I want for the new year is for you to go rate and review this podcast. That is, if you want to rate and review it in a positive capacity. Now I'm just getting greedy.
Fair enough.
I love on Glennon's podcast. She goes, can you go rate and review the podcast? Tell us how much you like it or whatever. And if you don't worry about it. I think it's so cute.
Yeah. Keep it to yourself.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Keep it to yourself. Okay, Chip, anything else? I'm just kidding. I just told you I'm gonna stop.
No, I'm good.
Nope. All right. We love you guys. And this has been such a great month. We're so grateful for y'all. Chip, I'm so grateful for you.
Likewise.
Hit us up, theedge@velvetsedge.com. On Instagram, I'm @velvetsedge. Chip, one more time for the people.
I'm @chipdorsch, @CHIP. DORSCH.
Ooh, that had a little neck pop. I love that. Sassy.
You have a neck into it.
All right. As you guys are going into your weekend and you're living on the edge, I hope you always remember to
act casual.
Bye.
Bye.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.